Choreograph Your Life, brought to you by the KDS Collaborative. I am here today with two of my favorite sisters of all time, the Wooker twins, Allie and Taylor. They really aren't twins, but they might as well be. You guys want to say hello to the people?
Hello.
What's up?
All right. So this is very special that I get to see these two today. I'm still in St. Louis here for Christmas, and they were able to take part of their day today to be with us and share some knowledge with this whole group of people that's listening to this podcast, hopefully thousands of you listening to this podcast. But alas, they are going to be here today to talk about what they do, where they are in life, how they like to be coached, and all kinds of other fun things. And these two are two very, very, very talented dancers. On top of the fact that they are super talented, both dance team-wise and studio-wise and professionally, they also are both very, very, very smart and very good academically. So they're going to talk a little bit about how they balance all of that and what their day-to-day looks like. And they also wanted me to tell you that they're very beautiful. There you go, Allie. You got your wish.
Thank you.
All right. So tell us about you. Tell us about where you are and what you're doing and your majors and all the things.
You got me. Okay. So I'm currently a fourth-year PT student.
This is Taylor, by the way.
Oh, yes. It's Taylor. I'm a fourth-year PT student at Maryville. So I'll be graduating in May for the first time. I'm on dance team still. It's my second year being a captain. I have three jobs, so just doing it all.
She's balancing a lot of things in life right now. Yes. And Allie?
I'm also at Maryville. I'm a freshman, and my major is dentistry. And I'm also on the dance team. It's my first year, obviously. And I'm super excited to be dancing with my sister again and to have the opportunity to dance collegiately.
Yeah.
It's always been my dream.
So I have known Allie and Taylor since they were basically out the womb, it seems. But I had the opportunity to coach them when they were in high school, and they were on Seckman's dance team, Seckman Jagswag. So I've spent a lot of time with these girls moving on through their life. They've also worked at Six Flags St. Louis, and they have both done a lot of demonstrating for me, and they're just kick-ass girls. And so I'm really excited to have them here and to interview them today. So let's get into it, shall we?
Yes.
All right. So what led you to choose dance as your passion? Like, what happened to make you just, it was the only thing that you can do?
Well, our parents, when we were two, well, I was two, our parents just threw us in a dance class. But obviously, I didn't choose it when I was that age. But as I was getting older and started doing competitive dance, I think I started competitive dance when I was six or seven. And, like, actually competing in front of judges made myself, like, a really competitive person. And I, like, really like to push myself and, like, win or lose. And then if I lost, like, do better next time. And so I think dance, for me, I just love the competition, and I love to push myself through, like, the hard times through it, and the outcome of it is always good, no matter if it's, like, winning or losing, because you get closer with your team. Like, it drives me to be a better person.
Taylor?
I would say I love the competition and all, but dance is very different for me than it is Allie. One, I'm not super great with words, and I'm also known to be a slightly emotional person.
True. We'll talk more about that later.
So dance, growing up, it was always super fun, but once I got to high school and, you know, life started actually happening, it was a great outlet for me and a way for me to, like, get out my emotions and my thoughts and my feelings, so it's a lot more emotional for me than it is Al.
Great. What caused you to pick the career path that you're going into? I mean, you both have pretty intense, very, it is school-heavy majors. What brought you to that?
I've I just always loved the dentist. I don't know why. Ever since we were, like, really young, we go every 6 months like you're supposed to. And I just love going, and my dentist is really great, and I just wanted to be like that. And, I mean, it seems really fun. I know a lot of people that do it, and they like it a lot.
So are you planning to do general dentistry? Do you want to specialize in something? Do you know? Do you care?
Right now, just general dentistry, and I want to open my own business, possibly.
Great.
Lucre Dentistry.
Ooh, oh, I love it. It's got a little cute ring to it.
But
I'll say that right ever.
Yeah, but in the future, maybe I'll specialize, but right now, just general.
Awesome. And Taylor?
So, my mother is a physical therapist, and my dad is a PTA, so I spent mostly my whole childhood and nursing homes watching them do therapy. So I always really liked it growing up. And then when I think I was in high school, maybe a freshman or a sophomore, I went to work with my mom, and I had one of the patients just pull me aside and tell me how much they love my mom and how she's the only person that like smiles at them all day long. And it made me sad, but also it made me want to be that person eventually in someone's life. So I love old people, so.
She loves the elderly.
I want to work in a nursing home or an assisted living.
That's such a great thing, though, because honestly, that's not everyone's favorite group to work with, which is unfortunate because they have so much to offer and so much, you can learn so much, and it's just it's so rewarding. But yeah, that's really great that you feel that way.
Yeah, they're great.
Thank you. How much more school do you have left?
Officially after this semester, 3 years.
Okay, so we're almost there. And Allie?
I could potentially graduate early, okay. So I have 7 years left.
So here we are.
Yeah.
Dance team for life at Maryville. Actually, you only have, what, 5 years of eligibility, 4 years of eligibility?
Four.
Yeah. Well, live it up while you can. Taylor, this is your senior year.
Yeah, it's it. Maybe I'll come back, something else, a coach or something.
Yeah, it's so we're about to move into national season at the collegiate and the high school level, actually. Both are about to dive in head first to the whole nationals of it all. So I know these girls are really getting excited about that. How do you go about, you know, we talk about choreographing in the sense of setting your steps to get to your end goal, not necessarily dance steps, but just your day-to-day. How do you choreograph your day-to-day responsibilities with regard to balancing school, balancing practice, balancing you both work at Six Flags, balancing all of your responsibilities that you have? What does that look like?
I'm just probably a very routine person, so I plan it out and I write it down and I stick to it to get everything done, because if I didn't, I probably would just not do anything I'm supposed to do.
Are you like a pen to paper kind of person, or do you write it in your phone, or what do you do?
I write like generally like in a small calendar, not like super specific what I'm doing, but just like I have this and this, and then I use my time wisely. Like when I have breaks in between class, I will like watch our dance, or I'll do my homework for the night. And then when we have practice, I usually just stay at school and study until practice. I like to stay busy. I don't really like just like sitting around anyway, so it works out well for me.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I also like routines. Like I wake up early, like I'm a morning person kind of. And, like, I like to wake up early. I write a lot of checklists on pen and paper. I don't like to do it on my phone. And I just write checklists for the day. And, like, to check off that little box is the best feeling.
Yes.
Sometimes.
Do you, like, make the box and then check it off? Because that's what I do. I have to, like, draw the box and then put a check mark through it.
Yeah, I draw the box.
Yeah.
And
it's gratifying, for sure.
I write in a calendar, obviously, and like Taylor said, I like to be busy. Like, I hate just whenever I have downtime just sitting in my dorm. I could be dancing or doing something. So, yeah, I just like a routine, and basically that's it.
So we've learned in the 10 minutes that we've been speaking to you today that you both are obviously very driven people. Like, you don't like to waste time. If you have downtime, you like to fill that downtime with something that's productive and not necessarily just, you know, surfing the internet, though you both are on Snapchat an awful lot, which I appreciate not living here anymore, so I get to still kind of see what's happening in your life.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're both very driven people. What factors in to your goal setting? Are you the kind of person that needs a certain title? Are you the kind of person that needs to make a certain amount of money? Are you the kind of person that is like, I want to make sure that I have XYZ number of followers? Or what factors into you? Or for both of you being in the competitive dance world, are you like, I need a ring or I need a jacket? Because that's what you win if you win a ring or a jacket. So so what factors into that for you?
For me, I would say, like I said before, I'm really competitive. So just like the competitive side of me really is what pushes it, because obviously I want to win a ring. I'll do everything I can. And that's, I'm just really competitive. I don't know how else to explain it. I like money. So like, dentists make a lot of money. I spend a lot of money at Lululemon.
She does.
So like,
it's not a lie.
Yeah, like my card got marked as fraud because they were like, you're spending too much money.
This is not an ad. This podcast is not brought to you by Lululemon, although Lululemon, if you would like to be a sponsor on this podcast, come through.
Yeah.
We're here for you.
Yeah, we are always. But yeah, I just like to spend money, so I want to make money. And that's honestly what drives me.
All right. Yeah. Taylor, what drives you, girl?
Well, for dance team, definitely the ring is always a thing that you want. But again, with the emotional thing, the feeling of being on stage and feeling like you're with your best friends and it's just like the best moment of your life is always something that I think about when I'm, you know, practicing or listening to the song or whatever. And then for PT is kind of the same thing. Like, yes, it's nice that I'll be a doctor and I'll be making a decent amount of money, but I know I'm gonna love like all the connections I'll be making at work, and I love that I'll be able to like affect people's lives positively.
That's great. All right, next question. And this is kind of, it's not the same question that I just asked you, but sort of similar feel. What makes you feel the most fulfilled? Like, whenever you achieve a goal or something, what makes you say, I did a great job? If it's not the jacket, or if it's not the ring, or if it's not, you know, enough money to spend it all at Lulu. Like, what makes you feel like you did a great job?
Well, I know, like, last year at Nationals, we didn't place the way we wanted, so we got...
Third,
thanks. We got third.
Never forget.
We really, really wanted to win. But even though, like, that sucked and I was not happy about it, it was also, I know I came off that stage and there was nothing I could have done differently. Like, it went so perfectly and it was fun. Like, it was just a great time. So just knowing that we worked really hard and we tried really hard and there's really not much more we could have done as a team.
No, agreed, 100%. And that's so important what you just said. Like, even if you don't win, just knowing that you did everything that you possibly could to get there, I mean, you can't take anything away from that. So, Allie.
I like the little steps to the process. So, like, whenever I have, like, a really good practice, I'm like, man, I just did that. Just the little steps is what makes me the most happy, because obviously you have to work hard to even get to Nationals. So by the time you're at Nationals, you should be the best of what you are. So like really pushing myself in practice makes me feel most fulfilled.
For people out there who are listening who maybe are, you know, getting ready for national season, high school and college national season, I mean, I like what you said about the little steps to get there, because I think that that gets lost for people a lot of times. I know myself as a coach when I would, you know, it was always moving toward the end goal, but not taking the time to appreciate the day-to-day, the fun that happens at practice and the growth that happens at practice and just kind of being more aware of that and living more in the moment, which I know is kind of seems a little bit trite, but it's so true that that those are the times that you'll look back on and are really fun. So,
yeah, I agree.
Yeah, for sure. What would you say has served as some of your strongest inspirations for you? Like, is it another team? Is it another dancer? What inspires you to get up and get after it? Or
myself?
What has?
You.
Okay, we can't use that as an answer because people will think that it's scripted.
Oh my gosh. That's not scripted.
It's the truth, though.
Well, I just feel like maybe it's just, I just remind you every single morning to wake up and go hard.
Yeah.
But you just said yourself.
Yeah, I don't really, like, I take a lot of pride in myself, honestly. Mm-hmm. Some people may think it's cocky, but I don't really have inspirations. Like, yeah, everyone wants to be like BYU or like Minnesota's dance team, but that's not realistic because those are like massive schools. I do what I can. I'm like, how can I make myself better? And I don't like to compare myself to other people a lot, so I'm my own inspiration.
That's great. I don't think that's cocky. I think that's good.
I don't know if this is exactly answering it right, but
there's no wrong, right or wrong answer
okay.
here.
Okay. So maybe not like inspiration, but what pushes me, I wish I was more like Ellie, but it's usually my friends and family that remind me. So I've had plenty of bad days that Allie just looks at me and is like, stop. And I'm like, you're right.
The feeling of having to juggle practice and school, and I was a dance major, which not taking anything away from that because that is a hard major for sure.
Yeah.
But with some of the more academic majors, I guess you could say, I don't know, that's
heavy.
Hard to say. Yeah. More like bookwork heavy and that sort of thing, like juggling that, the fact that you can make all of that happen, I have so much respect for everybody who does that. Mm-hmm. Not that I don't have respect for you dance majors out there, because that is a whole different level of crazy.
Yeah.
But alas, like, you know, just finding that balance and finding all of that, that's pretty great. And you do have to be your own inspiration a lot on that and find people who will continue to push you and hold you accountable to get to where you need to go. So obviously you're still in school. So as far as like, what's your educational resource background, whatever. Talk to us a little bit about high school, being on your high school dance team, being like a part of a super competitive program.
I loved high school dance team, and having Kelly as our coach just made it even better because Kelly was like super intense, which made our dance team super intense. And I just love that intensity and everything about it. And being on like a varsity team that does well at nationals every year is just such an amazing feeling. And Jag Swag was the best.
And you had, I mean, you also had your ups and downs. Like,
oh,
I watched
oh,
it all
gosh.
Happen. And, you know, I'm sure there were times that it wasn't like the most amazing thing that ever happened in your life. But I feel like probably now you could even look back at those moments and understand, number one, why they happened, or number two, could take away to say, oh, I would never do it like that again.
Yeah. Obviously, there was lows because they're like, it's 18 high school girls on a team. Like, that's kind of rough sometimes. The highs definitely outweigh the lows, mm-hmm. in my opinion, when I look back on like my memories from nationals and like practices, competitions. It's always just the good stuff.
Yeah. Tay?
Well, starting from freshman year, because why not?
Trip down memory lane with Taylor Wooker.
Year for a reason.
me and Allie both were on JV our freshman year, and though that might sound like a bad thing, I think it pushed both of us very hard, and sometimes when I first found out, I was like sad and I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't make varsity. But that was like probably, it was so much fun. One of like my favorite years, minus my senior year. And I just worked so hard that year. And if you could see me from tryouts freshman year to sophomore year, like
truth.
I was a different person.
Me too.
And so I appreciate being put in that place to be like working hard.
I also love that you just brought up the JV of it all, because I feel like there's such a stigma about making JV and how, and that's not good and whatever, but
yeah.
I feel like it's such the opposite, because you do grow so much. Like, maybe you are the level of dancer that just steps up onto a varsity team, like technically fine, but the difference between someone who's 14 years old and 18 years old is just such a huge life moment, you know? Mm-hmm. So the maturity is different and all of those things. And you do grow so much on a JV team, and there's nothing wrong with making a JV team, especially if you're like the two of you who take it as a moment to grow and a moment to get better and improve and all of that, which you both 100% did.
Yeah. I don't think I even knew how to dance.
That's not true.
I definitely probably grew the most on a JV team. Mm-hmm. And it honestly, it did push me, because every day I would look at the varsity girls and I'd be like, I want to be on that team. Yeah. And so I like pushed myself and got the turns I needed to get and made varsity.
And I still have the text that Kelly sent me that said, congratulations, you made varsity, because it's simply on my Instagram.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. The good old text. Hey, you made the team. Congrats. Moving on. So this is a funny story about Taylor, and this kind of talks about, you know, ropes back into the growth of it all. But Taylor, whenever she was on JV, was just like a scared little kitten, just trying to find her way in this world. And so then she got on to varsity and wasn't quite used to my personality type, which can be a little bit aggressive perhaps. And we spent a lot of time Taylor's sophomore year working through tears. And I had to figure out how to best communicate with Taylor without sending her into an emotional slump, namely the time with the gum. You can tell that story.
Yeah, so one time there was gum on the floor, okay, and that's gross, and who wants to dance on gum on the floor? And I was trying to let my friends know.
She was, and we, in, you know, just to give you all a little bit of backstory, we practiced in a cafeteria, which is so glamorous.
So, I tried to tell Kelly so she could inform the team. I was like, Kelly, there's gum on the floor right here. And I've also maybe known for talking in a whisper at times.
Yeah, so if you need to turn your volume up, don't feel bad.
And this went back and forth, I don't know, like 3 or 4 times. And eventually, I don't even remember what you said, but you just like yelled at, oh, she said, what do you want me to do about it? And then I just turn around. I don't like when people see me cry, so I turn around and face the back of the room, and I just cried for a good amount of time.
Well, I was like thinking to myself, like, Taylor, what do you want me to do about the gum? Like, what can I do that you can't do with that gum situation? And sometimes, like, I think that people think I'm yelling at them, but I'm really just, it's just kind of like the way my voice sounds, and I just like bark things at people maybe a little bit, and she thought I was being aggressive.
And also, in your defense, since I do talk so quiet, mostly everything sounds like a yell to me. I'm gonna be honest.
She was like, there's gum on the floor. She was like the girl in Pitch Perfect that's like, I ate my twin in the womb, but she was like, God. There's gum on the floor. What? There's gum on the floor. What, Taylor? And then it just ended in tears. But we've worked through that, and now I don't think that I probably would make you cry even if I like tried.
I don't think so.
I don't think it could happen. And Allie, definitely a different ball game altogether to coach.
Yeah,
for sure. Where do you guys find your news source? Do you listen to podcasts? Do you
Twitter? That's where I find everything.
I do listen to a podcast, but it's not really about the news. Mm.
So do we just run blindly into the world, or do we know what's going on? Okay,
yeah,
you know sometimes. What? There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm just kind of
busy. I focus on myself.
It depends. A lot of, like, internet, which is not a great place to get your news, but it happens.
That's, well.
And then my dad loves to talk about everything going on. So I live at home, so I hear from him often.
keeping everybody learned around that Wooger house, Andy.
Yes.
Love that. What would be the biggest piece of advice that you would give someone who is going into the career path that you chose, or just wanting to follow on the path that you chose? So like being on dance team and then going into tough major. What kind of advice would you give them?
My thing would just be confidence. I used to have, like, no confidence, and then I don't know when it was, maybe, like, sophomore year, I don't know what happened. I just woke up one day and I was like, you know what? I'm so worth it. Like, what have I been doing my whole life? And, like, I just got so much confidence, and then confidence just honestly helps everything. So never doubt yourself and never let anyone else doubt you, because you're worth it. And if they don't think you're worth it, then screw them and just...
Seriously, though. Yeah. Keep it moving.
Yeah. Like, that's... all I do, confidence.
So one thing that I would tell other PT majors and probably most of my friends, because they don't do this, but I take a lot of time to myself. A lot of PT students study literally 24/7 and they're so unhappy. But I mean, I'm getting through, but I make sure I take just a little bit out of my day just to relax. Don't stay up late. Unless you're a late person, I mean, I guess that's fine, but your body needs sleep. It's so important. Please don't, like, literally sleep for 2 hours and think you're going to ace your test, because your brain just doesn't work that way. Sleep is good. Please sleep. That's, like, my number one thing. I hate when people don't sleep. But, and then, you know, sometimes you just got to cry, and that's fine, but just, like, cry, and then just, like, get back to it and just, like, do your stuff.
And move it on.
Yep.
Taylor also is very committed to making sure that people are having the right vitamins happening in their life. She has lectured me on several different occasions in my life about calcium, number one.
That's because you, what did you tell me you
were
eating?
I was like not eating. I don't know. I was on some weird diet.
All your diets.
I feel like you're
yo-yo
like
dieting.
Just lettuce. Like you were eating only lettuce or something.
Yeah, probably. So I just... 2020 is about body love though. Like I'm kind of just over it. I'm not doing it anymore. Like if it's meant to be, it will be. And by be, I mean a six pack stomach. And I just don't, and I just don't think that
that's
it's meant
Spanx
to be.
Are for.
That's right. That's right. Or maybe some Skims. This episode is also not brought to you by Skims, by Kim Kardashian. But again, Kim, if you want to come through, by all means, feel free. What do you think it is about you that makes you special to a team?
Sometimes I'd be classified as the funny one on the team.
Sometimes.
I'm just, like, really witty, and, like, I always have something to say. So like
she does, and let me just tell you, as someone who has been her coach before, this has gotten her into many a problem.
But on the days where it's like everyone's sad for some reason, like I just bring the team up.
You never actually, you know what, I say that, but you didn't ever get into too much trouble.
Not bad troubles. Maybe the, I know my limits.
She does.
But I also speak the truth.
True.
Yeah. I'm that, and I'm also like just really intense. So I feel like I push my team to a good level. For what I think we need to be at, even though I'm just a little freshman, I still, like, say what I think about the dance and, like, the corrections and stuff.
This is going to be not at all surprising, but I feel like I'm the helper of the team. Like, I'm the person that I'll stay after with you, I'll meet up with you, whether you need help with dance or school or life, you know, I'll talk to you, call you. I'm just, like, always... very supportive. I'm a very good big sister. I'm
yes.
Everyone's big sisters sometimes.
That is very true. So how do you like to be coached? You've had me as a coach, obviously, and I'm a particular kind of way, but you've had other coaches in your life too, even during your time with Sekman Jagswag.
Mm-hmm.
You've had other dance teachers at studios that you've danced at, and you've had different bosses and such, you know, throughout your life. So how do you find is best for you to be coached?
I personally need a good mix of, like, someone that's dedicated and very strong and is going to tell me, like, yeah, that looked bad, but at the same time is very supportive and reassuring. Because
mm-hmm.
I've had coaches that were just only, oh, that was great, that was great, that was great, but then I never knew, like, what to work on, what needed to be fixed. And then I've had the other way where it was always, well, this looked bad, that looked bad. And I spent months thinking, I don't know why I'm going to nationals because this dance looks like trash. And then later finding out, like finally seeing a video, it was really good. We just didn't know it. And so it made it hard to go to practice when I thought nothing was being fixed and nothing was, like, getting good.
Mm-hmm.
So I like a mix of strong but definitely caring.
Sure.
Well, basically from being coached by Kelly, like, for my main years, has made me into the intense person I am, I think. And so I honestly just like coaches that are, like, intense. And, like, if the dance looks like trash, then just yell at me and tell me it looks like trash. Because I feel like sometimes tough love is what people need, because people are soft nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
So I just like to be yelled at some days.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, I personally get a reputation a little bit sometimes of being kind of a hard ass, but I think part of it is that you're not wrong and that people have gotten a little bit soft. But that said, I have definitely changed a little bit personally of how I coach, because people would shut down, I feel like, if you don't have the balance. And there was a long time that I didn't know how to balance. But if you don't have the balance of caring, like Taylor's talking about, and you're just a hard ass, people apparently don't like that either. Unless you're Allie.
And I do.
She just wants you
Come
to shoot her
me.
Straight all the
yeah.
time. For sure. All right, heading into national season, what do you do to get yourself in, like, the best physical condition you can be? Because doing a nationals dance, it's not like going for a 10K. This is a different ball game altogether.
Yeah.
So how do you get there?
Well, recently, I just started up my new membership at Exist. I used to run. Last year, I ran, like, every single day, and then I decided I hate it so much, so I'm not going to continue to do that to myself, because
mm-hmm.
it was horrible. I just mm-hmm. don't like running. But now I do, like, free weights or, like, the machines and stuff, and then our team makes us plank to our national song,
cool.
the whole thing. So that's a fun little thing we do.
Mm-hmm.
That is fun.
Yeah, weight training is really important as an athlete, and I prefer to do weights rather than cardio, but obviously I do both. But I go to the gym a lot. I like to go to the gym. It's fun for me. And I also eat, I would say I eat healthy. I have a book. It says Resting Brunch Face on the front of it. And I write down every day what I eat. And just if the day was good or bad. And I think that really helps me, like, reflect on my day to see if I, like, ate what I needed to eat. And, yeah.
I think it's important, too, when you talk about the food part of it all, you know, dancers have, there's a stigma that, like, being skinny is where it's at. And, yeah, great. You want to obviously look great in a costume or your uniform or whatever the case may be. But if you're not giving your body the nutrients and the fuel that it needs to get through these nationals routines and get through, you know, the long practices and so on and so forth, it's not going to work, like, period.
Yeah.
And I wish that was something that I really would have been able to grasp whenever I was in your position, because I struggled a lot with eating in general, and it's really hard. But so I'm happy to hear you say that you keep a journal and can reflect on it and say, like, okay, I didn't do great today, but, you know, tomorrow's a new day, and what am I going to do and make it better? And,
yeah.
you know, that is really important in terms of getting yourself physically in the best shape you can be in for what lies ahead in April.
Yeah.
Right around the corner.
Don't remind me.
Oh, it's going to be so fun. What goes through your head before you take the competition stage? Like, how do you combat any of that nervous energy?
So I get really, really nervous for a while. For a long time, I had, like, bad anxiety. But, like, my thing before I go on stage or before any test, I pray. And specifically, I say a Hail Mary. And it just, like, centers me. But I also love, before I go on stage, playing, like, a little game with my team. Like, my senior year, we started playing that one game where it's, like,
down by the banks
of
the hanky.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the right words are. I think you're wrong.
But it's so, like, calming, and it just also brings you, like, you're just playing with your friends. I love it. And it just kind of calms me before I go out.
Nice.
For me, whenever I was, like, younger, I would get super, super nervous, and I, like, wouldn't know how to handle it. But I would say, like, around my senior year and junior year, for some reason I just stopped getting nervous, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna just go out there, like, do what I can do, and do it the best I can do. And, like, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. I'll do it next for, like, if it was prelims, I'll do it better in finals or something like that. And I don't know, like, senior year for any of our performances, I just didn't get nervous. Like, at nationals, I was just excited to go out there and showcase what I had. Yeah, I don't get nervous. I do black out, though.
And not because she had too much wine. She's not of age, people.
No, so no, no. Yeah, I'm okay. But, like, I don't know. I'll go on stage and I'll literally black out. And I'll come off, I'll be like, whew, what just happened?
Whew, I got it.
Yeah, but it's, yeah, I don't get nervous much. I don't know what the blacking out is. It just happens, though.
That's okay.
Not mad about it, though.
I used to do that. That literally happened to me every time I've been on stage, except for the last time I was on stage last year at Nationals. I went on, and I was just like, I'm going to remember, and I'm just going to, like, live in this moment. And it was such a weird, like, it was so weird.
Can you still, like, think back on it and, like, remember it vividly?
Yes. Yeah. Because normally I do get off stage, and I'm like, I don't know what just happened, but I was just like, I'm just going to, like, live in this moment. And it was so cool.
I feel like that's so interesting because I was the same way. Like, I would just forget everything that happened. But my senior year of college, being on the dance team, like, I made the conscious decision before I walked out onto the floor. I was like, I am going to remember everything that happens out there. And to this day, like, I can still remember, like, being on the band shell and seeing everyone out there and exactly where I was and exactly what it felt like and all of everything that was happening around me. And that, but it's a conscious decision that I think that you need to make. And I don't think that you should try it in finals. No. I don't know that that's, like, time to do that. Maybe like, ahead of time. But that's when I did, too. I guess maybe you should. Like, in finals, it's like, okay, here we go. Although, I don't know. It can go maybe two different ways. But it is definitely, like, a thing that you need to tell yourself before you go out. It's like, okay, live this moment and just remember it. Because it's – maybe it's, like, a senior year thing. Although, you were a junior last year.
I was a junior, but I was a captain.
Yeah. My senior – all I remember from being on stage my senior year was pom finals. And our ending pose, we, like, threw our pom and, like, screamed. And I peed my pants.
So the thing about Sekhmet Jagswag, and I hate to throw the entire organization under the bus, but I'm just going to go ahead and do that, is everyone struggles a little bit with body fluid moments. Like, there's a lot, there was always a lot of, like, peeing in the pants, myself included. Urination. Somebody, I think, maybe even, like, pooped their pants last year. I will not name names. Everyone will remain.
Oh, my gosh.
I think I have a video of it on my phone.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was the thing.
I, like, legit peed. I screamed, and my whole body just tensed up, and I was like, no way, I just peed my pants.
You're like, whoops, Daisy.
But I do have a video of it, me and you, and I was holding a thumbs up, so I must have been happy about it. But
you were. You know what? You finished the routine, and there's that release of, like, I'm done.
Yeah. That was.
This is a disgusting topic.
That's all I remember.
I bet everybody's like, what is happening? Do you have a favorite word or quote or song lyric that either you kind of live by or you think about a lot or, like, something that you just keep coming back to?
I may or may not have this tattooed down my back, but and it's also about emotions and dance. So it's "The body says what words cannot."
Nice.
So just kind of how, you know, I express what I can't say through my dance. So
right on. Allie?
Mine is "confidence is key." I always say that.
Yeah, you do say that a lot.
Yeah, because it is key. If you have confidence, you're getting somewhere in this world.
That's right.
I always say that, so that's mine.
All right. What do you guys do if you're having a rough practice and to help motivate your team? Like, what helps push them through?
I like to do, like, the huddle up and just, like, a quick talk, like, hey, guys, I know this is happening, but remind them of our goal and why we're here and do our chant. That seems to just kind of, like, bring everyone back together and just kind of, like, restart the practice.
Sure.
One thing that really always would make me happy is, like, if it's rough, like, to cheer for someone individually, like, during a dance. So, like, instead of just being like, come on, girls, I would be like, pick it up, Tay, and, like, cheer for them individually, because then they're like, oh, someone's cheering for me. So then they'll cheer for someone else. And it honestly just makes the dance so much better. There is that connection in the dance. And I just know we did that my senior year. And, like, I've never felt that connected in a dance. Like in our jazz routine, it really pushed me.
Yeah. It was funny. I was watching, a lot of people send me videos leading up to Nationals to critique and, you know, whatever. And of course, Reynaldo likes to see them too. He just thinks it's fun. But he did say to me the other day, he's like, why is it every time I watch these dances, like everyone is being so loud? Like, why can't we just listen to the music? And I'm like, that is not how this works. Like,
No. They
have to yell for each other and they have to keep each other motivated. And it's about like remembering that you're not out there by yourself and keeping everybody fired up.
It's a big thing.
It's a huge thing. Mm-mm. So if you're ever watching a dance team dance and you see everybody screaming at one another, like that's just part of the sport. Like you can't do it any other way.
It's like a law to not talk, kind of.
Yeah.
If you don't talk, then you're getting last. And that's just facts.
What do you find whenever you watch other dances is important as far as, you know, the way it flows or what elements make a dance strong in your mind?
Obviously being clean is like important, but I hate when I watch a dance and it's like amazing and it's perfect and then they try to put in this hard turn section that people can't do and it just, you know, turns out cool, but I just wish people would put into a performance what they can do.
And not
what they can't do, because then it just ruins it. A little bit.
Yeah. It's like, you know, when I choreograph dances, I feel like I try to put in a challenging turn section or technical element for people so that they work toward it. But there comes a point where if it's not happening that you just got to make that call as a coach and
be
like,
the night before finals.
That's not working anymore. Yeah. And sometimes it is literally the night before finals. But the knowing like when you pull it and when to not, I think maybe people struggle a little bit with it.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I agree with you. Allie?
For me is obviously the connection between the dancers, but I really love when I'm watching a dance and they're just so in sync and like the formations are just so perfect. Those are what gives me the goosies. Like when they're like so in sync, I'm like, wow, they just did that. Like uniformity is like big because it creates such these like amazing pictures that I'm like, no other team just did that. So I really like to see like uniformity.
All right. What would be, to this point in your competitive career, what would be one of your favorite memories from all of your time spent on the competitive stage, or not even necessarily the competitive stage, like in a practice or, you know, leading up to that point?
All right. This just seems like the right thing to say.
This seems like the right thing to say.
Probably that one time I won nationals.
That's probably the right thing to say. Although not necessarily. Like you have other times.
No. That was a great time. That was it.
The one time
I recommend it.
Highly recommend that moment. Yeah. Allie?
I've never won nationals, so here we are.
Maybe this year.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
But I would say, honestly, like, my sophomore year on JAGSWAG, my sophomore and my senior year were, like, my two favorite years, like, the best years there was. But my sophomore year, like, all of us were so close. We were at Dory's house every single weekend. Just going to nationals for the first time with that team was just so amazing. And, like, I loved all the seniors and all our captains were amazing. I just thought it was so funny that we got third place with our pom dance and, like, we didn't ever clean it or touch it.
Yeah, that was kind of like a miracle from God.
Yeah, like we never worked on it at practice and then we scored highest with that.
But I think that was a very telling moment for me as a coach and probably you guys as performers too. When you go out onto the floor, you can obviously like clean something to death and, you know, do whatever with it. But if you're having fun and you are giving everything to it and it's just not a stressy mess, it will truly look better than if you're like all wigged out about what it is you have to do. So yeah, that was a great time.
Also, Man in the Mirror was just iconic, even though we got, I think, fourth with that.
We did, yeah. Still, Man in the Mirror was a little bit iconic. That still reigns in my brain.
Even though the costume looked like a trash bag on me.
Now, wait a minute.
Because that was the year I lost like all
the
weight.
Oh yeah, you lost a ton of weight. Was it the Man in the Mirror costume that looked like a trash bag?
All of them looked like
trash bag. Yeah, you did lose a lot of weight that year. You had a little bit of a growth spurt.
Yeah, I did.
She
I
got
just
a little taller there. And thinned out, and then there was really nothing that we could do.
Yeah, the costumes are already to my fatter body.
Whatever. You can only adjust things so much. How do you find the balance? Last question. How do you find the balance between being a hyper-competitive athlete, which you both are, and being a hyper-focused student? Like, where's that balance lie?
I would say, kind of like I said before, really using all of your time wisely, even if you just have an hour between classes or an hour between, you know, school and dance, like taking that time to study and do your homework. And then also making sure, because it is a lot, just to take that time to take like time out of your day, maybe not every day, but just to like breathe and take time to yourself, do whatever it is that you like to do. I like to watch TikToks.
I try to not stress over things. And if I do feel stressed, then I'll write it down and like think about it. But I don't get stressed over the like amount of stuff I have to do, because I feel like it just makes the situation worse for me. So I just try to always like think about what I have to do and like figure it out and not stress about it.
Right.
Yep. Cool.
Very good. Yeah. Okay. So very last thing that we're going to play a little game. It's called This or That. So I'm going to ask you a question. You have to pick one.
Okay.
Okay. You don't think about it too hard. We'll go each person and you can just say your answers at the same time. Except two are kind of specific to you as people, but I'll point at you when it happens.
Okay.
Okay. Call or text?
Text.
Oh, all together now. TikTok or Snapchat?
TikTok.
Oh, okay. So I'm not a millennial, so I don't really know anything about this TikTok of it all. And I feel like I need to download it.
It's kind of like
addicting.
Yeah. It's like Vine almost.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of Vine energy on there.
Do you feel like I might be a little bit out of the age bracket for TikTok or not?
No, go for it. Screw age limits.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of old. All right. Lulu or Athleta?
Lulu.
Now, wait a minute. I have to say something controversial right now.
I know. Okay.
I just bought a pair of leggings from Athleta, and I might like them better.
How much were they?
They were probably like $100.
Okay.
But I do get a discount
as a
dance teacher. And so you should too. Yeah, you get one at Athleta too. And actually, not to throw shade at Lulu, but the Athleta discount is better.
Oh, really?
It is.
Interesting.
It is. So things to consider out there, friends. But I would say I'm a little bit more of a Lulu snob,
too. Yeah, I'm kind of materialistic. I like the
Lulu. I definitely have on two things of Lulu right now. But
yeah. Well,
I have on 80.
You like what you like, and you know good quality.
Go for it.
All right, yeah. Taylor, high school nationals or college nationals?
Ooh. That's tough. Oh, my gosh.
Don't think.
Okay. College nationals is just more fun because you're can have a little bit more fun like as a team afterwards.
Well, you're older, and so you can, you know, there's not the like tight chaperoning,
yes.
I guess.
And there's cheerleaders there, and it's so cool to go watch them like the next we get done with competing and we watch them the next morning. They're awesome. Like, it's so cool.
That's great. All right, Allie.
Yeah.
Man in the Mirror or Tonight Is My Last?
Man in the Mirror.
Yeah, I knew that you were going to say that, but I was just curious. Okay, for both of you, Spotify or Apple Music?
Apple Music.
Thank you.
Spotify's the worst.
Oh, I could not agree more, but you can download this podcast on Spotify. So, so if you're on there, you know, that's fine too. Okay, Minnesota or Ohio State?
Minnesota. Oh, wait. Honestly, Ohio kind of took my heart these past nationals. They did some awesome stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, honestly, is Minnesota overrated a bit?
I don't know. I can't decide.
I'm just a bit of a dedicated fan, you know.
I'm going for Ohio.
I've been a Minnesota fan since, like, I don't know, freshman year, so I just got to stick with
it. It's a house divided. Ladies and gentlemen, a house divided. Okay, one more of these. And we're talking about the hip-hop category right now. Louisville or BYU?
BYU.
I was going to go to Louisville. That was your dream for a
while. I follow BYU girls on Instagram. They're so cool.
Yeah, no, I was really like, I would have gone to Louisville, but their dorms were
not what you had in mind.
Not up to my standards.
That's fair.
I would have absolutely gone. And 6 hours away is kind of far.
Mm-hmm.
But that was my dream, and honestly still is. Even though they're like a little overrated, it's still my dream.
They
school.
Are. You know, there's something about, and I've been a Louisville fan for my whole entire existence, I feel like. And there's something so electric about them whenever they walk onto the stage that just like, it's it's the hype, it's the crowd excitement, it's all of it. And they, I feel like maybe, yes, like are a little overrated in terms of how they're, you know, they are always winning, which congratulations to you all at Louisville. But, you know, you can't take away that excitement that everybody has about them. Yeah. And the same for BYU, truly.
Yeah.
Like they are amazing programs, both of them, and just amazing athletes. And I look forward to at NDA Nationals watching both of them every year. And I'm really excited. I'm going this year to UDA Nationals, so I'm going to get to see
Minnesota
and Ohio State live and in person, and that's going to be a cool experience.
That'll be.
So I'll report back. I'll report back on this house divided moment of what's going to go down. Well, thank you guys so much for being here today. I really appreciate it. It was fun just to nothing else talk to you for a full hour and get to hang out with my two girls.
It was a blast.
I missed you guys.
I know. Going from seeing you every day to never seeing you. I tear up sometimes.
I have to talk about you so much.
I'm like, my mom's gone. She's gone. I used to see you more than I saw my family.
That is true.
Yeah.
It is very true. Yeah, I have to say, you guys, I miss you all very much. Very, very much.
Yeah.
So I'm glad we got to do this.
It was fun.
Thank you again for being here. Okay, everybody, next week we'll be back. Another Choreograph Your Life interview. And I look forward to speaking with you all then. Have a great rest of your week.